the pineal gland through the thyroid and very close in connection with the hypothalamus, what it can do is it can give you a sensory perception of when you're close to a portal and or a gate, okay? But through gates, it's not as necessary because they're big, and you'll feel that energy flux. There's a great deal of energy, and more energy involved in a gate than there is a portal. It's just bigger. But with the portal, sometimes you can have it from a sensory feeling place. That's what a lot of folks are looking for, is where the portals are. Those glands can help you attach the feeling place to the labyrinth of your mind that you can maybe more easily notice. We sent a little exercise out where people look, and you've put it on the farm, so we're so thankful and gracious that you share the information, Ed. These exercises and practices that you do, looking in the mirror, angles, sideways, looking at the optical illusion things for the wavy, what that does is it sets it up in your mind so that when you're out and about and you see that without looking at the little thing on the boob tube, then you can recognize what that looks like. Well, that activation of that wavy can have an influence on the pineal gland through the thyroid. You talk about people that have an overactive or underactive thyroid. Well, that's that balance of your metabolism. Well, you certainly would have a heightened sense of metabolism when you're walking along the beach and all of a sudden it gets wavy, and you triangulate where you are and step through the wavy in your different world. It might make you more sensitive to the notion that you are close and can go through the open portal or gate. So pineal gland, thyroid to hypothalamus for a balance. So within those three points, oh my stars, triangulation, you can find out in your meat sack body that there's an anomaly that lets you know you are close to a portal because they're all open now. You don't have to open them. Pineal gland will set loose endorphins in your brain and agitate it. What's it? The mind, the brain. And the brain will send a message, because that's where the pineal gland is, send it to the thyroid. The thyroid will respond because it controls your degree or level of metabolism, of how you have energy to get up and do something or you want to lay in bed, up or down, metabolism. Okay. When that's key is set, that sends a message also to the brain, and then that runs that to third point, is the hypothalamus, which is at the base of the cranial of the skull of the brain, and it's the hot or cold. That's the balance of the heat exchange. So with those three points, then you can balance and see, feel, know how close you are to a portal in that order. What happens is your pineal gland, when you get close to a portal or a gate. Now, we're not getting into this stargate gobbledygook. It's a gate, not a stargate, or a sea gate. When you get close to a gate or a portal, your pineal gland will send a message to your mind to say, hey, something's up, we don't know, something's up, we don't know, we can't get anywhere, so we don't know, but sends a message, and the mind says, okay, there are endorphins. Danger, Will Robinson. There are endorphins in the brain. And so if the mind says, we ain't having this, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're just a pineal gland. PFD, LOL, or slapping my rectum off. So it sends a second signal to the thyroid. And the thyroid is what controls your metabolism, of how you metabolize your world. And we'll say it that way broadly because it does more than what they say it does. But then the thyroid checks it out and goes, okay, yep, this is a little outside our typical run of metabolism. There's been no vast sugars. The pancreas isn't shutting down. You know, you're not throwing off ketones. You're not wild or wild as a March hare. Oh, wait, that would be the third planet. Uh-oh, wait, careful, sorry. But anyway, Then what happens is it sends a message back to the mind and says, okay, run this by the hypothalamus and see how hot or cold it is. Remember when you were a boy, Ed, and you played the hot and cold game? Somebody knew where it was, and that's your hypothalamus. And then you get a little closer, and your hypothalamus say, you're getting cold, you're getting colder, you're a long way. You're getting hot. You're right there. Well, when you have that setup in place, you can't ever miss. If they give you accurate direction of how hot or cold you are to the proximity of the thing you're trying to find, and you've already gone through the pineal gland and the thyroid, time you get to the hypothalamus, they're just giving you the clues of exactly what angle and how hot or cold you are to entering the gate.
The thyroid goes, Houston, we may have a problem. Pineal's
no,
acting up.
The pineal gland saying something's up, and they send it to committee of the thyroid to say, is this normal adrenal pressure we're feeling, or are we close to something? Is the event horizon nigh? Are the Aryans come to rectally probe us or not? And then the thyroid says, no, the Aryans ain't coming to probe you. Take a nap or go to the beach or do whatever you do. And then you go, oh, okay, I was just checking. Well, if it is close to a portal or a gate, then it will send it to the hypothalamus, and the hypothalamus then can tell you with triangulation. I just love it when we bring that up. In that triangulation position, then what happens? Your hypothalamus tells you how hot or cold, how close or far you are to this thing, this gate, that has set your pineal gland into activation, which sends adrenaline rushing through your body.
Something is watching how the thyroid reacts to the pineal response.
No, see, the body responds like adrenaline and metabolism and how hot or cold you are.
They respond to the pineal.
Well, the pineal is just the one that sends the first signal.
The pineal senses something.
Yeah, it sends
what function? What function says it should go to the thyroid to check it out?
The increased adrenaline in the body. The pineal causes the adrenaline to be increased. It sends a signal to the thyroid and says, hey, we've got increased pressure, we've got extra adrenaline, check it out, see what the hell's going on. Thyroid says, okay, we own it, we got it, we'll check it out. And they gauge that increased adrenaline based on the metabolism of the human that they're already a part of, the meat sack. The thyroid says, no, this isn't a gate or a portal, he's running a marathon. So it would be increased adrenaline. Wait, he's engaging in coitus, so he would have more adrenaline. The vagina is not a portal or a gate. Everything's okay, although many of them have found heaven in the vagina, and that's all right, no problem there, but don't confuse it, and so you don't fall into the portal. Many have tried to jump in, but so you keep yourself separate from the vagina and the relationship. Your thyroid says, no, this is normal. This increased adrenaline is normal coitus. There's not a portal. There's not a gate. Although it may be the most heaven some people ever find, but that's okay. It lets you know that this is a typical, correct, applicable response.
But if they can't find that, they bring in the hypothalamus.
They send a signal to the hypothalamus and says, no, there's no cognizant reason that this should be this exaggerated. It goes outside of the box of what we're looking at as normal as far as metabolism goes. Let's send it to the hypothalamus and see how hot or cold we are. And then once we get the hot and cold game down, we not only have identified the gate and or portal, it's already activated, so then we can then choose to engage, and we know where it is.
If I can't find an outside source and there's adrenaline flowing, then I can maybe say that there's a portal.
Well, you'll know that, you see, once you have the increased adrenaline, you're not running or looking at a vagina, and then you come along and your thyroid says there's no reason to have this extra adrenaline, or that the adrenals are working full out for no apparent reason, then once the thyroid clears it, it'll go to the hypothalamus, and you'll get the hot or cold. For JW, it makes no difference how hot or cold he is when he is engaging in a portal activity or a gate, okay? But more portals than gates. He just finds it easier because it's more definable for him. What he finds is a little wisp of coolness to him personally. Now, he knows of others who do this same thing who may have like a little flash of warmness, no matter how warm it is. Many people talk about it when they go through that the hair will stand up on their body. It's kind of like of a coolness kind of thing. That little, tiny little flush lets them know that that's where that is. It pinpoints exactly where that gate or portal is. But now, Ed, to be clear, once you do this a little while, it's about like emptying your bladder. You don't have to think about it the way we are here. But this is giving practical application so you can notice it for a little while. And then once you get real good at tying your shoes, you don't have to run it through all these dynamics of bodily conditions to be able to perform the task of going through a gate or tying your shoe. So it sounds like a whole lot, but once you do it a bit, it becomes natural.